Good evening, everyone. A warm word of welcome once again to the house of the Lord. It's good to see each and every one that is gathered here with us. I want to thank you again for coming and for being in the house of the Lord this evening. And we do pray that the Lord will be with us, even as we gather together to praise Him and to give thanks even for 2021 and for all that the Lord has done for us. And may it even be the joy and the praise in our hearts to render unto the Lord tonight. And we do thank you again for coming, and we do pray that the Lord will be one of our number this evening. And to our online audience as well, I want to thank you for tuning in, and we do pray that the Lord will bless you and encourage your heart again this evening. I do remember the incoming week, Monday to Friday, as we mentioned this morning, we do ask you for your prayers for the ministers, for the students, and for some of our missionaries as we gather together online to have times and seasons of prayer every day together. We certainly do value your prayers as those prayer times take place. And then Wednesday night here in the church, we'll have our midweek Bible study and prayer meeting at 8 p.m. And I'll be along, God willing, to conduct that service. And we do look for you. We encourage you even to come and to set aside Wednesday evenings. Come and study God's Word and seek the throne of grace in prayer together. Friday evening there will be an online presbytery meeting at 8 p.m. And brethren, the details as always are the same for that meeting. Then next Sunday the service is recommencing the Sabbath school next Sunday morning at 10:30. And in the times of worship, 11:30 and 7 p.m. Do remember the seasons of prayer beforehand. Half an hour in the morning time up in the room in the minor hall. And then in the evening time we're looking to have that 1 hour of prayer once again. It was encouraging to see the numbers out tonight. I want to thank each one that was able to come. And we do thank you for that effort. And we look forward even to those times of prayer every Sunday night together from 6 until 7. In the will of the Lord, the Reverend Kirschgadden, the minister of our Corrigarie congregation, will be here next Sunday morning. I'll be over in his pulpit and then I'll be here next Sunday evening. It is Building Fund Sunday next Sunday as well, being the second one of the month, and we do leave that before you. Can we mention to you, on behalf of our Bullamoney congregation, their annual missionary weekend is taking place starting this Friday coming, Friday at 8 p.m. The Reverend Ian Harris, the chairman of the mission board, will be ministering in God's Word on the Friday evening, and then there'll be special missionary reports throughout the weekend, both on the Friday and then on the Sunday. And the preachers in the Sunday meetings, the Reverend David Park in the morning, and then the Reverend David Brown will be in the evening time. All of those meetings will be online for you to view, whether it be live on the Friday night or at a later time after our Sunday services. And we do encourage you to remember the work of our missionaries in prayer. We mentioned this evening, just at the start of the prayer time, we do ask you to remember the Reverend Patterson in your prayers at this time. His father passed away, and the Reverend and Mrs. Patterson are currently on the mission field in Kenya, and if it be the Lord's will, even that the Reverend Patterson would be able to get home, that all of the logistics would be worked out, and even that that would be possible. But do remember them in prayer, that the Lord would comfort them and sustain them in these days. Do also remember the month of January is our month as a church once again to do the radio broadcasts on Radio Star every Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Do pray for those meetings or those messages as they go forth. Pray that the Lord would bless them, would use them even to reach the lost of this district and down in the County of Monaghan and County Armagh as well. That wherever that radio broadcast reaches to, that souls will be reached and brought into the family of God. Now we're going to commence our praise service now with the singing of the hymn number 7, the hymn number 7, pages 177. To God be the glory, great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Hymn number 7, we'll stand together as we sing, please.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's unite together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee. Lord, we do enter into Thy courts with singing, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We do rejoice, O God, in Thy goodness and in Thy mercy to us. We do acknowledge that Thou art great and greatly to be praised. We thank Thee, O God, that we can look back on a year and we can raise our Ebenezers and we can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Lord, we do come to Thee this night rejoicing in every aspect of the work of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank Thee for redemption. We thank Thee, O God, for the purchasing of our souls at that highest of cost. We thank Thee, O God, for Calvary, where that blood was shed, where those sins were atoned for. Lord, we thank Thee and praise Thee this night that Calvary is all that we need. In the blood of Jesus Christ it cleanseth from all sin. We thank Thee for our standing this night in Christ. We thank and praise Thee, O God, this night that each and every one that is saved, we do not stand apart, but rather we are found in Him. And our Father in heaven sees Christ when He looks upon us. We thank and praise Thee for the work of Christ in this area. We thank Thee, O God, for the Church of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the blood-bought people, those that are faithful, O God, those that are saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, and those that are faithful to Thee, and those that love Thee. And, O God, we thank and praise Thee for the work even of gospel outreach in this area, amongst the children, amongst, O God, the youth, amongst the adults as well. We look back on a year and we rejoice in every opportunity that there was even to present the gospel. Whether it be to the boys and girls under the tent outside or in the building here, whether it be in the gospel mission, that time of drive-in meetings, or whether it be here on a Sunday. Lord, the work of the online as it goes forward as well, and those that tune in to our broadcasts and listen to the services. Lord, we give Thee all of the praise. We give Thee all of the glory for everything that has been done and everything that has been said and everything that has been accomplished. Lord, it's not the work of man. It is Thy work. We praise Thee for it. Lord, we ask Thee this night that as we have gathered together that Thou wilt bless, that Thou wilt give that help to each one that has a part to play. Lord, we look forward, O God, even to hearing the reports of Thy work. And then as we come around Thy word, we pray that Thou wilt bless and minister to our hearts. That Thou wilt speak to us afresh from Thy word. We thank Thee for Thy presence with us this morning. We thank Thee, O God, for that word to our hearts. And we pray that Thou wilt bless it. Lord, that motto text, may it be a blessing each and every day, O God, to us from Thee. Lord, may it minister to our hearts and encourage us and strengthen us. Lord, uphold us even in the hardest of times in this year. Lord, remember us this evening. O God, bless Thy people. Bless each and every aspect of this work. And above all, glorify Thy Son. Lord, we've looked back, and we look back on a year gone into eternity. We look forward, O God, with hope. We look forward with expectation. O God, we ask Thee that this will be a blessed year. That this, O God, will be a year when God comes down and God moves in this area. Lord, be with us and bless us this evening. Bless the going forth of Thy word in this house and, O God, each and every house right across this land and the mainland and further afield. Be near to Thy servants who handle the word tonight. O God, strengthen them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, save souls, we pray Thee. Lord, undertake for us and bless us and do us good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're looking forward to the reports this evening. And we're going to have those reports one after another. To save me getting up and down, I'm just going to announce those that are coming forward to bring the reports from the lectern. And first of all, we're going to have a report from the Sunday School with our sister Anne. And then immediately after Anne will come Stephen on behalf of the youth work. Immediately after Stephen will be our brother Paul with the media report. And then I'll bring the final report on behalf of the children's work. So first of all Anne, and then Stephen, and then Paul. Thank you.
I just want to share a verse with you from Matthew chapter 19 and the verse 14, where Jesus said, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." We are so thankful to God that since the commencement of the Sunday school this year in September, he has made it possible for the children and young people to be able to come to Sunday school each week, and classes have been able to take place as normal. Children and teachers have been kept safe, and we give all the glory to God for this. Peter has continued to teach the Bible class this year, and they have been studying the life of the patriarch Abraham. Numbers are a bit smaller, so as well as the Bible class, there has only been one other class, which Don and I have shared. Don commenced the year with the class early in September, and they have learned much from their lessons on the parables. It was my turn to teach from November, and we continued the theme of Christ's ministry by looking at the miracles. The children in the class have had a prayer board up on the wall where they put up a name each week of someone that they will pray for during the week. The classes came together in December to practice for Christmas Sunday, and I am sure that if you were here that day, that you will agree that every child and young person give of their very best on that day. So I would like to say thank you to each of the children and the young people in the Sunday school for that, and also for their interest in coming to learn from God's word. And a thank you also to their parents for bringing them each week and ensuring that they have learned their catechisms. Finally, on behalf of the teachers, I would like to thank you, the members of the church, for your interest in and prayers for the Sunday school. We know that this work is never forgotten about in the prayer meetings here, and I am sure that it is the same in your homes. We can assure you that we have known the benefits of your prayers while we have prepared lessons and taught the children. So thank you.
Thankfully, 2021 was a much less disrupted year for the Youth Fellowship than the previous year. We did start our year with meetings online on Zoom in both January and February. And then thankfully, the restrictions eased in March and we were able to come back into the building again. We've still continued to social distance and we haven't been able to do any singing yet, which the young people have been devastated about. But it's great that we're able to meet again in person. The meetings continued. We worked through the series, taking a subject from each letter of the alphabet. This time we went from J through to S. And I'll just tell you what we studied for each letter. So J was a study of the Jehovah's Witnesses and their beliefs. K, we done the KJV and why do we use it. L was a look at Lent. M was membership, so church membership. O was outreach and how do we reach the lost. P was practical Christianity. And then Q was a question and answer session. So for this, each member of the Youth Fellowship submitted a question, and we spread the answers then across two Friday evenings to make sure we had time to get through them all. These questions included, why was the tree of good and evil placed in the Garden of Eden? And another one was the wine from the turning of water into wine an alcoholic wine? I won't answer these for you now, but I'm sure if you want to know that, the Reverend Armrod will be happy to let you know after. Our final few meetings then, we studied the topics of R for relationships and S for scripture, the importance of reading it. And then just before the year finished, we had a Christmas quiz night. Alongside our meetings in the church, we were also able to have an evening out at the start of June, where we went to the Gorton Activity Centre, where we did bouldering, gorge walking and archery. This year we were also able to meet up with some of our other youth fellowships, which we weren't able to do last year, and we met for a night of prayer in Enniskillen in October. I just ask you to pray for our youth fellowship as we meet twice a month. Pray that we'll have the opportunity to have our youth weekend again, which we miss, and our big annual youth rally as well, which we haven't been able to have. Pray that God would continue to bless our meetings and all the members of the Youth Fellowship, and even bringing a few more to join in with us each meeting. We thank you for your prayerful support throughout this year, and look to God that he would continue to bless this small work for his glory and honour. Well, I think it's important at the start, before I even start, that I say to God be the glory, great things he hath done. Another year has passed. It's hard to believe that it's 12 months since I stood before you to bring a report on the ministry of our church. When we were here 12 months ago, little did we know that in a very short time we would be in lockdown again. And for the first 2 months of 2021, the church moved to online only. So we were glad again of the live streams that we have been doing on the YouTube channel. And again this year, right throughout the year, we thank the Lord that we've had very little technical problems with the streaming of the services. And each week, each of our Sunday services, I would say we average between 6 and 8 devices are connected to the streaming service. There are occasions when the numbers are a lot higher during lockdown. We had 18 to probably 25, 26. And when we have special subjects being preached upon, the numbers are much higher. I can only speak for myself, but I know during the time of lockdown and during times of isolation and times when I have been unwell, it has been a great blessing to have the live stream coming from the church. While it doesn't replace coming together corporately for worship, it certainly is better than having nothing at all. Sermon audio has continued this year. And again, this year we have known a good number of people listening in to the sermons that we upload every week. In total, sermon audio have changed the format slightly now, with everybody now streaming rather than downloading sermons. They talk about plays. So over the past year, until the 29th of December when I run the report, we had 11,095 plays in total. So that's over 900 plays of sermons, whether in audio format or in videos, each and every month, which really blows my mind that here we are, a small gospel witness in rural Tyrone, and we have people listening in from right around the world. Over the past 12 months, we have had listeners from 88 different countries across the globe. Again, the USA was our largest listener, and this year, or last year as it is now, we reached all 50 of the states within the United States, which is quite mind-blowing. You know, while the Reverend Omorod may not be able to go to 88 different countries in 1 year, it's amazing that the Lord has given us this means whereby we can reach out to help other believers and to help the lost, to seek to win them for the Saviour. From time to time, we do receive emails and messages on sermon audio from people thanking us for uploading messages, sermons, and testimonies, telling us how they have enjoyed the sermons and the messages. And it's good. It's encouraging when we do get this. It makes it all worthwhile, those evenings, Sunday evenings, when I'm fighting with the internet trying to upload sermons, and some weeks you can upload the 2 sermons in 20 minutes and other weeks I'm still at it after midnight. But it does encourage you when you get feedback from different parts around the world. We also continue with the CD ministry. Those CDs are produced on a weekly basis and are given out to those who are now shut in and can no longer make it out to the house of God, and in most cases they don't have access to the internet.
We do thank the Lord for his faithfulness. And, of course, it wouldn't be me if I didn't make a job advertisement. If you're looking for something to do for the Lord in this new year, and you want to join the media team, we'll be glad to train you up. It's fairly simple to do. If you want to serve the Lord in this way, see either myself or Stephen, and we'll train you up in this. And I want to give thanks to those that help out in the media ministry, to Stephen and to Kate, for their help with the live streams week by week, and to Gareth for looking after the CD ministry, printing the CDs and copying them every week. You know, we do pray that the Lord will continue to bless the media ministry of our church. We pray that the Lord will cause people from the local area to tune in to the live streams, and as a result of that, they will feel drawn to come in to the meetings here. Pray for the sermon audio ministry, that the Lord will continue to use the sermons that we upload to win the lost for the Saviour and to build up believers in their faith. I just want to leave one verse with you in closing. It's a verse that came to my mind when I sat down to consider writing a report. It's found in Ecclesiastes 11 and the verse 1. God's word says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Just should have said earlier, I have printed off a report, a summary of the report of the sermon audio, and I have them in the hall, on the hall stand. If you take one of them with you as you leave, you can look through all the different countries and so on that we have reached over the past 12 months. Thank you.
I want to thank Anne and Stephen and Paul for the three reports. And we really do appreciate each one that has come and give a report tonight. It falls upon me just to bring the report on behalf of the children's meeting. Started the first half of the year right up until the summertime. All of those meetings were online again. And it was just up there in the wee room that we recorded them week by week. And then there were various ones came along to do the memory verses and to do the quizzes, and children as well. But we were so delighted whenever it came to the summertime that we were able to get, even have the children together and to see them in the physical form. And we rejoiced in the Holiday Bible Club that was held in the month of August. Over the course of that week, from Monday to Friday, we set up the tent outside. And there was only one night whenever the weather was a bit unfavourable. But we rejoice that over the course of that week, there were 20 new children from this area, and even some as well that were over from Wales in their holiday, just decided to come and spend their holidays with us. And we rejoice in that, and others as well that came back every night. The numbers were between 20, mid-20s, and up into the 30s as well. And then we were delighted that in the will of the Lord, we were able to start back the meetings in September in the main building here. We bring the children into the main church. And at present, there are 14 children in the register, including 6 who first came to the Bible Club in the summer and then have followed on from that, and 2 of which are also from Seskenore. And we rejoice in the Lord's blessing, the Lord's hand upon even the work amongst the children. Children get older. Once they hit secondary school, that's really them gone. And when it comes to the children's meeting, and when some then get too old, then we rejoice that the Lord is bringing other children along as well. Over the last number of weeks, since it's recommenced in September, they've been taught the life of Samson and the life of Nehemiah, and they've learned together Psalm 23. And we certainly do rejoice in each child and the faithfulness of them. There was one or two parents, and at the start, whenever they sent along their children, the father said, "You know, they're not going to be there every week." Well, they haven't missed yet. And we rejoice in this. And it is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Let me just at this stage say a personal word of thanks to each one that is involved in any way in this church. I want to thank personally the session, the committee, for all of their diligence and for their efforts, their support in the work. I want to thank the Sunday school teachers, the children's workers, who come week by week and give of their time to teach the children. I want to thank the youth leader. I want to thank the media team. our organist and pianist over the last year as well, the cleaners, and those that have done maintenance outside the church. I want to thank those that even just came at the various times of need and just to distribute leaflets and cards and invites around the area, and the calendars even there the other night. I want to thank the prayer warriors. Oh, the prayer warriors are such an important part of this work. And we do rejoice in each one. I want to thank each one. As our brother mentioned, it just came across tonight, but what you see individuals doing here in the church, whether it be teaching the children, or whether it be managing the computer down there, it's only a part of the work. There's so much behind the scenes that mainly goes unnoticed. And all of the preparation that goes into the Sunday school lessons, to the children's meetings, getting those that do the stories week by week, those that give their time to go on the buses, those that upload the sermons and test their sanctification with the internet strength, all of those things. The Lord sees it all. And we give the praise and the glory to the Lord. And we encourage you to keep working. Don't give up. Keep looking to the Lord. And if you're finding yourself idle, well, you come and speak to me. I'll give you something to do in the work of the Lord in the year to come. It's always good to see new ones coming along and getting involved in the work. And if there's anything that you can do for the Lord, may we be willing to do it. Even as we considered with the young people the other Sunday evening, what is that in thine hand? All Moses could say was it was a rod. And yet when he gave it to the Lord, it became the rod of God. And may that be the experience of each one of us in this new year. We're going to sing one more hymn together. And then at the end of this hymn, our brother Stephen's going to come and minister to us in song. But together we're going to sing the hymn number 20, the page 183. We praise thee, we bless thee, our Saviour divine, all power and dominion forever be thine. We'll stand as we sing, and then as I said, at the end of this hymn, our brother Stephen will minister to us.
Thank you.
I want to thank our brother Stephen for ministering in song to us. I invite you now to open your Bible in the Psalm section and the Psalm 34. Just in our closing part of our meeting tonight, I want to read the opening three verses of the psalm together. As our brother has just been singing about, and as each one that gave a report, it's all praise to the Lord, to Him, and to Him alone. I want to read these three verses. The psalm's entitled the Psalm of David whenever he changed his behavior before Abimelech. He drove him away and he departed. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word to our hearts. I thought of a title for this evening as we look at the praise night, giving of thanks to the Lord. Really what David is saying here, it's just permanent praise unto the Lord. Permanent praise unto the Lord. Let's have a moment's prayer, please. Father in heaven, we bow before thee. O God, our hearts are rejoicing at what thou hast done, even, and Lord, to be brought to our minds and our hearts afresh tonight, all that thou hast done, even over the last year. We thank thee for it. We thank thee, O God, for every individual that has heard thy word. Lord, we thank thee for the going forth of thy word. Thou hast promised that it will not return unto thee void. Lord, we ask thee that even this night, in these closing moments together, that thou wilt once again speak to us. That thou wilt encourage us. And, O God, that Christ will be uplifted. And Christ will be glorified. Lord, we come, O God, around thy word even now. And we confess we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that the Spirit will come. And illuminate the page to us, and stir our hearts, and fill us, thy people, with the Holy Spirit. And, O God, for those that are unsaved, whether they be in the building or, Lord, are listening online, we pray that thou wilt work in them. And Lord, that they will see that there is no life outside of Christ, there is no hope outside of Christ, there is no joy outside of Christ. But Christ is everything, and Christ is my all in all. Lord, come, we pray thee this night, and empty us of self and of sin. Fill us with thy Spirit, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. There was a poem written on one occasion which was entitled, Thank God for God. The poem said this, the roar of the world is in my ears. Thank God for the roar of the world. Thank God for the mighty tide of fears against me always hurled. Thank God for the bitter and the ceaseless strife and the sting of his chastening rod. Thank God for the stress and the pain of life. Oh, and thank God for God. Now, I believe these are words which, if David had them in front of him at this particular time in his life, he could certainly identify with them. Certainly, life for David at this point in his existence was anything but plain sailing. We're introduced to it in that introduction and those words that are written, where it tells us that he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. You come to David's life in the aftermath of slaying the great giant Goliath. That young lad who had come into the camp and then had taken his great stand for the Lord and had went to the battlefield. And there with the Lord's power and the Lord's hand upon him, he was able to throw that stone, and the Lord guided that stone, and it slew the great giant, the great man Goliath. After that battle was over, he had enjoyed a brief time of joy and happiness. That song was sang about him, Saul hath slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And he was a hero, he was that national icon, as it were. Men looked up to him, individuals sang about him. And very quickly, things turned a bit nasty. Saul was filled with jealousy and envy. Because of that bitterness of spirit towards David, David had to go into exile. He had to leave and flee from his own family. He had to flee from his country and from his own people. And if you follow through the life of David, eventually, after being chased by Saul for a period of time, he leaves the Israelite lands altogether. He goes down into the Philistine lands. And in that land, for the obvious reasons, he's in danger. So he begins to act like a lunatic. You'll read of that in 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 to 15. How he would scratch at the doors with his nails. He would foam and froth at the mouth. To appear before them as if he had completely lost his mind. As if he was not sensible in any way or any shape or any form. I can't condone why he went to that land. And I can't condone his actions and his behavior whenever he was there. But it's on the back of that occasion, whenever he was in the Philistines' lands, whenever he comes up out of those lands again, it's on the back of that that we have Psalm 34. That's the context, that's what's behind David at this point. That is what has went through his mind and his heart. And that is what the Lord uses to inspire him to write this psalm and even to proclaim to his followers. He brings four commands within this psalm. If you're looking for a division, you're looking for the breakup of the psalm. Verse 1 to 3 is praise the Lord. Verse 48 is seek the Lord. Verse 9 to 16 is fear the Lord. And verse 17 to 22 is trust the Lord. Now, this is the praise service this evening, so we only want to look at these opening three verses, praising the Lord. Praise is something that ought to be part of our daily diet as believers. Each and every one of us that is saved, praise ought to be upon our lips and upon our minds and upon our hearts every single day as we get up out of our beds in the morning and as we make our way through the day and everything that it brings. Praise ought to be continually upon our minds. Andrew Bonner, he said, we should always be wearing the garment of praise, not just waving a palm branch now and then. Matthew Henry, he said, be not afraid of saying too much in the praises of God, for all the danger is of saying too little. That's sometimes a reality for believers, isn't it? We say too little. We praise too little. Whenever praise ought to be there continuously. Three things I want to leave with you in relation to David at this part, this point in his life. Firstly, the verse 1, I want you to see the declaration of David. The declaration of David, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's a wonderful introduction to this particular psalm. So often the psalmist begins with negativity. So often the psalms will be introduced and the opening verses of the psalm will bring forth the distress, the pain, the anguish, the sorrow of the heart of the psalmist, all of the burdens, the distresses that are upon his mind and upon his heart. But immediately when he enters into this psalm, he begins with praise. He comes to these words and he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That opening part of it, you have the subject of the sentence, and indeed you have the subject of the whole psalm. It immediately is made clear to us, this is a psalm of praise and this is a psalm of blessing. David will use various words and indeed various verbs to praise the Lord, including bless, boast, magnify, exalt. Not only have you the subject, but indeed then you have the object of his praise, because you have the word the Lord. And if you look through and count the various mentions of the Lord 16 times in 22 verses, he will mention the Lord. There's nothing else that fills David's mind or heart like that of his God and his Lord. You see that declaration that is given by David. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. It is a desire for permanent praise. It is a desire to ever be lifting up his hearts, to be mindful of what God has done and what God will continue to do. Now remember, David at this point is no longer in the land of the Philistines. He's no longer in Gath. But by no means is he safe. 1 Samuel 22 tells us that from Gath he moved to a wonderful new house. It was a cave. In the cave of Adullam. That's where he took up residence. And I wonder how many of us, if we moved from the comforts of a home and we went and lived in a cold, dark, damp cave, I wonder how many of us would be coming out with verse 1. I wonder how many of us would be saying, I will bless the Lord at all times as we look around at the darkness, the dampness. I wonder how many of us would be positive in exile. And yet David says, at all times, and the praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, David can sit there in that cave of Adullam and he can look back in his life to that point. He's still a young man. But he can look back and he can think of everything that the Lord has done for him. The childhood that he had, the raising in Jesse's house, the bringing up of that time, the education that he was given, and then even that experience out in the field of caring for the sheep, of chasing away the bears and the lions, the wolves that would come, of the Lord's hand and the wisdom that was given to him. He could look back then and being brought before Goliath. And all that Goliath were even brought against him. And yet David stood firm. And David could look back and say, there in that valley, God was with me. And then he could look that time after Goliath's battle. He could trace the steps even as he had to leave home. And as Saul chased him from one town to the next, one village to the next. As all of the messengers, all of the scouts, all of the different personnel of the army were sent out and even sent to other countries, checking, have you got David? And he could even look at his time in the Philistine land. You know, there's one thing that stood out for David as he looked back in his life, every single part of it. There's one thing that stood out. God's never failed me. God's never let me down. Everything positive in my life has been of the Lord. Everything negative in my life, and yet the Lord's still been with me. I went to Gath. And by right, they could have put me straight to the sword, lunatic or not. But God spared me. You know, David could sit in that cave, and if that was the remainder of his life, if God never did another thing for him, David had enough just looking back and every single thing the Lord had done up until that very point. He had enough to praise and to bless the Lord for the remainder of his days. And yet he's only a young man with so much more yet to come. Surely that's the truth and the reality for us. You think we are gathered here tonight, we're gathered to praise, to thank God. Tonight we've heard reports of some of the work of this church. But what we have heard tonight is not the sum total of everything that has been accomplished in this work. We have heard reports from the Sabbath school, the children's work, the media, the youth. But those reports are not everything that the Lord has done in 2021. We have so much to praise God for. And if God was never to do another thing for us, and I know with assurance he will, but if God was to say 2021, the 31st of December, that's the end of my blessings upon you, we have so much to praise the Lord for the remainder of our days. He's never failed us once. He's never forsaken us. He's never let us down. We have a lifetime of praise with what God has already done. You think of why we should praise God. First and foremost, we praise Him because He's the King. He's the head of the church. We praise Him for the one who bought us and who brought us. We praise the Spirit for His drawing power and illuminating power of the Scriptures. And how whenever we open up this book, and as we've opened up the book, whether it be in the private or in the public place, over this last year, the Spirit of God has illuminated the page to us. Understanding has been given to the text as it's been brought before us. We can praise the Father for the divine will towards us, for the eternal love, for the infinite mercy, for the grace that He has shown to us even throughout another year. We can say, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised," and that's even before we get into the personal reasons. That's only looking at the brief overview of the corporate reasons of why we are to praise and to thank the Lord. Then you apply it individually, you apply it personally. You look back in 2021, personally, not even as a family, just as you as an individual, and you think to yourself, what has God done for me in 2021? Those times whenever you knew in a very intimate way, the very real presence of God. Maybe sitting in a meeting, and something said by whoever was preaching, it's as if there was no one else here, it was just you and God. Maybe in your private place, as you were there reading the Scriptures, in that closet place in your home, and you just had the book open, and God came and spoke. Maybe in the car as you're driving. Burdens upon the mind, upon the heart. Driving along in conversation with the Lord, and the Lord just draws near to you. Maybe times not only His presence, but you knew His amazing grace. You look back on circumstances over the last year and you think those were hard, hard times. And you think to yourself, how did I get through that? How did I manage? How did I manage just get up another day, just to face another day? And then you just realize, it's the Lord. The Lord gave me the grace. You see, it's not simply the mountaintops we praise God for. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. That includes the valleys. You know, there were times whenever David endured much in his life. You can see that in the Psalms. You don't even have to go to the book of 1 Samuel. You go through the Psalms and there are times whenever David, he brings it in under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He shows us exactly how hard life was for him. Psalm 6, verse 2. David says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Verse 3, he says, my soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Verse 6, he says, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. And yet David here, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I think of the words of Psalm 42, the verse 3. He says, my tears have been my meat day and night. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? And yet by the end of that psalm, in the verse 11 in that psalm, he repeats it again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. David had hard times. Distressing times. And yet he says, his declaration is this: I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You have the declaration of David, but then secondly, you have the delight of David, the verse 2. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You know, that joy which David is speaking of is found within the very deepest recesses and parts of his being. His statements are clear. He says, I will boast, yes. And I will boast with all of my might and all of my strength and all of my wisdom and all of my understanding. I will boast with everything that I have. But I will only boast in my God and in my Lord. See, David's looking back in his life. He's sitting there in the cave of Adullam, and he's realizing one thing. It's nothing to do with me that Saul never caught me. It's not because I'm swift. It's not because of the intelligence that I was able to get. It's not because of my cunningness in evading the captors. It's nothing to do with me. It's all to do with Christ. It's all to do with God. It's the same even as he comes up out of the land of Gath. It's nothing to do with him in terms of his sparing of his life. It's all to do with God. Every mercy, every blessing comes from God and from God alone. James 1 to verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. That's something that we need imprinted upon our souls, upon our minds, and upon our hearts. Every mercy, every blessing, every one of them comes from God. They're not from yourself. The kindnesses that others show you, they too come from God. Every positive aspect of this last year, not one of us can claim ownership for it. Every encouraging moment that there has been within this work of Christ in this area, every single success that there has been, every encouragement, every new face, every new individual, whether young or old, whether it be to the drive-in mission or whether it be to the children's time, not one of them can we claim ownership of. They're all of God. The impact that the gospel has had upon individuals, the power of that gospel upon an individual, the demonstration of God's love towards each one of us, is all of God. And it gives glory. It's not glory of self, it's not glory of the flesh. That's what Paul's dealing with whenever you go to the book of Galatians in the chapter 6. There were those who were under the law seeking to glory in flesh, and yet Paul declares, Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter your efforts, and doesn't matter my efforts. There's nothing to boast in ourselves. There's nothing to say, Lord, I did this or I did that. No, no, no. Lord, you've done it all. Now that's a delight for every believer, isn't it? Because whenever we make our boast in the Lord, it removes any opportunity for pride. It removes any opportunity to proclaim and to elevate self. Even David, he sees it here and he believes it, for he describes the believers, including himself, as humble. The verse 2, he says, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The verse 6, if you turn to it, he speaks about the poor man. He says, this poor man, in other words, I cried, this poor man cried. You ever heard a pride man calling himself poor? You ever heard someone that's puffed up with pride calling themselves poor? David realized one thing. God is everything. I am nothing. John realized it, John the Baptist. What? Christ must increase. I must decrease. David's delight, even here in this psalm, as he sat in the cave of Adullam, his delight is in the Lord. You know, as I look back and even some of those reports as they were being brought. It's amazing how much you forget. Because whenever a brother was mentioned in various topics that were covered, I was like, oh yeah, we did do that one. Nothing in it of me. Everything in this work, it's of the Lord. You look back over the last year, and I thank God, as I said earlier, I thank God for each one that gave of their time, gave of their prayers, gave of their efforts to go out and to invite. I thank God for every individual, and there are many unsaved in through that gospel mission. I thank God that He was willing to use our efforts for His work. You can look in a year and you can think, you know, and there's times and it's so easy to get down. So easy to get discouraged. You can think to yourself, well, so-and-so didn't come. So-and-so didn't come. You can look around and you can say, well, the numbers, so-and-so's missing, so-and-so's missing. Thank God for those that were here. Thank God for everyone that came. Instead of simply looking, oh, Lords, so many didn't come. Well, thank God for those that did. Because each one of those is a mercy and a blessing from Almighty God. And we simply say it is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We believe with all of our hearts the Lord can do yet greater. And that's a prayer already this year. This year, 2022, will be a year of salvation. When souls are saved. And children are saved. And young people are saved. This will be a year when families are finally united in Christ. The prayers that have been offered over many years will come to realization in this year. But oh, that this year will be a blessed year. Because we can look back and see even the blessings that there's been. You know, certainly we can make our boast in the Lord. And certainly He's able to give us greater than we can ever ask or even think. You know, tonight there's joy in our hearts, there ought to be. For the work is the Lord's. He's the king of it. He's the one that reigns. He's the one that's clothed with majesty. With strength wherewith He hath girded Himself. One final thing, the verse 3 I want to leave with you. And it is the desire of David. The desire of David. He says, O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. David didn't want to sing a solo. David didn't want to be the one-man band. He didn't want to be praising the Lord in his own. And so those that came to the cave of Adullam, those of his family, his friends, even those followers that joined his ranks over time and came into the ranks of David, his faithful followers, those that went to the fight with him, he says to them, join me. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt His name together. Set aside your differences, your disagreements. Come together, praise together. See, within those words of verse 3, you see the desire for unity. He wants each and every one, all of those men, all of those women that were joined with him in that cave, his family members, all of his friends, those individuals. He says, we want and I want to magnify the Lord with you. And I want to exalt His name with you. So the disagreements, let's get them sorted. Let's get them settled. There's a desire for unity. You also see a desire for humility. Because He says, O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You notice that He doesn't want to lead them or to guide them in their praise. He wants to join with them. He wants to be with them. He wants them all to praise together. You see, while praise is personal, it's not particular to just you. And you can see it even as you go through, there is biblical merit for the coming together to worship. There's biblical merit in the coming together to corporately worship the Lord, to gather together to His house. Our brother mentioned it already in the report. Those times whenever you cannot come to the house of the Lord, we thank God for the online that you can tune in even though you can't be here. But when you can be here, to come, to worship together, to praise together, to give thanks together. Indeed, you go through the Psalms. Come to the psalm, particular section, psalms of praise, Psalm 95, even through to Psalm 100. And that particular section of psalms, one after another, brings to us corporate praise, universal praise. Psalm 95, the verse 1, it says, "O come, let us." Now you notice how many verses I'm going to read here, and it speaks of the us, not me, not you, not I, us. Psalm 95, the verse 1, it says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Verse 2, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Verse 6, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Verse 7, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice." Psalm 96, the verse 1. "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Verse 3, "Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people." Verse 7, "Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength." Psalm 97, the verse 1, "The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof." The verse 8, "Zion heard and was glad, the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord." Verse 12, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Then Psalm 98, the verse 1, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm, hath gotten him the victory." Then you go to verse 4. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Then you go to Psalm 99, verse 1. "The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and thy terrible name, for it is holy." Then Psalm 100, finally, the verse 1, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing." You see, the desire of the psalmist every single occasion, it's come together. It's praise the Lord with me. It's that desire, unite together, praise together. Yes, the Lord has been gracious. The Lord has been good towards us. The desire is there and the duty is there to unite together and to praise. As I said, we can rejoice and look back in 2021 collectively, and we can thank the Lord for every blessing he has given this church. I can look back personally. You can look back personally. You can see how gracious the Lord has been to each one over this last year. And so we finish with these words of the psalmist. "Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Tell me tonight, is your heart warm? Is your heart softened before the Lord? Praise him. Exalt him. Bless him. Magnify him. Boast in him. For all the Lord has done for me, I will never cease to praise him. What a God we have. Yes, we look back and we thank God for last year. We praise him. But we look forward in confidence to this, because he hasn't changed. Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Father in heaven, we thank thee, O God, for the words of the psalmist. We thank thee, O God, that it is thy word even to our hearts. Lord, we can lift up our voices and lift up our hearts unto thee, and we can rejoice in thee. For thou art great, for thou art good, for thou art merciful. Lord, we thank thee for the work of this church. We thank thee, O God, for everything that thou hast done in this church over many years, and even this last year. We give thee the praise and all of the glory. Lord, bless in this year. O Father, do great things. Undertake personally for every individual. Undertake collectively for this congregation. Watch over it, O God. Be near to it. Lord, separate us now with thy blessing upon us. Take us to your homes in safety. In Jesus' name. Amen.